Live, local, and free, wherever and however you listen. It's Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Now, when you think about analytics, I don't know if you've seen it a lot lately in the news. I certainly have. I don't know if you would think about the University of Bridgeport. Now, I have to confess, my mother actually is a UB grad. She went for their nursing school many years ago. And so I keep tabs on UB. And something came across my email maybe a month or so ago talking about the analytics students over at UB. And I thought, what? Analytics? University of Bridgeport? What's going on? So I'm very excited to talk just about their program in general, understand it a little bit better, and why they have made the news recently. And joining us to give us more of that information is Mike Lowley, who is the chair of the undergraduate and graduate analytics programs and associate professor at the University of Bridgeport. Mike, welcome in studio. Glad to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you here. Now, before we even dive into what has really transpired at the University of Bridgeport, it sounds silly, but what is analytics? For people who may hear that term and think, oh, yeah, but then to define it might be a little bit harder to do. What is that?
Sure. Analytics is really, when it comes down to it, it's moving from gut feel decision-making and intuition to fact-based decision-making. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about that old show, Mad Men. Do you remember that one?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, so that was about a bunch of guys down on Madison Avenue trying to divine advertising for somebody in the Midwest that might be using a product they never touched. And, you know, as a result, what came out of that was a very homogenous sort of vanilla approach that might not have worked, might not have expanded the marketplaces for them as much as it could have. They missed the nuance. They missed the cultural differences, the perceptual differences, the way to position their products that they could have gotten only from information.
Mm.
And so analytics basically brings that to the fore so that you can take that facts-based decision making, that take the fact-based decisions that would position your products more effectively, maybe gain your market larger and move the business forward.
So analytics to me always sounded like something that was math-based, but you're talking more about just, it sounds like almost information collection.
That's really what it's about. If I can use, I'll use an analogy that
Please.
Works for me, okay? Mm-hmm. So, these days, if you think about it, so much information, there's more information in a day than basically.
Too much.
Right.
To be honest, it's way too much.
Well, and you're hitting it right on the head, right? So for every senior leader in a business, you know, they've got information coming at them. I liken it to a water hose. I don't know. When I was growing up, I drank out of a water hose
Same.
In the summer, right? And it's
Yes.
hard to digest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, analytics people, basically, if we're doing our job correctly, we're basically providing that water in a glass so that they can drink from it. Now,
okay.
Now, a lot of people say, well, okay, analytics is technology, and sure it is, okay? But that's the piece with the glass, okay? Now, if we're doing our jobs correctly, we actually help the senior leaders drink the water, the data, so that they can digest it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's when we're really doing our job effectively. It's like a process for doing so. And as a result, we help them gain the insights to move the business forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what analytics is.
That's okay. Interesting. And I mean, even just what you broke down before, Mike, that made a lot of sense because every state is going to be different. We laugh a lot on the show because I lived in Vermont for 10 years on mm-hmm. and off. And when you go up there, if you want to order soft serve ice cream, it's called creamy. It's called
right,
a creamy.
Exactly.
So if you wanted to market, let's just say, like soft serve ice cream, and you're saying, oh, come get our soft serve, you actually would probably lose an awful lot of business up in Vermont because they wouldn't even refer to it as that. So that's, you know, just a very, very simple, I'm saying, information. But from just one state to another in New England, something like that is so totally different. And that's where analytics could come into play.
Yeah, I grew up in New Jersey, and submarine sandwiches were grinders up here.
Sure.
I didn't even realize for the first 10 years I lived here. So yeah,
and go.
So analytics, we'd be able to get the insight to be able to sell that ice cream more effectively.
Wow. So why do you think, Mike, analytics has become so incredibly popular? Because I'm hearing more and more students looking for that program when they are entering into colleges. I'm hearing that more, it seems.
Well, absolutely. So there's a couple of reasons for it. First of all, as we mentioned before, the data is just generating a pace.
Mm.
And so the need for people to master it and help the leadership with that insight is not going to go away. It's going to proceed apace. But what comes with that are solid salaries. Okay. And it might vary by metropolitan statistical area. I mean, maybe in Manhattan, the salaries are different than here, are different than maybe Broward County, Florida. I'm just
sure.
picking a couple out.
Right.
But by and large, if you look at it, the salaries are solid and they're high. So, and there's good career growth, because if you picture it, there's this whole industry that's grown up around it. And so I'd say that combination really is what's driving interest, both from students. We have undergrad and grad programs. And what I see is mid-career professionals who want to use this to give their career a turbo boost mid-career.
Interesting.
Or, you know, undergraduates who realize, you know, hey, you're not going to get security in business. Okay, let me just state that flat out. But this is the closest thing to it because there's such demand, because the data, we're going to need people to master that for years to come.
Right. It sounds like it's not going away anytime
soon.
Not at all. So again, we have Mike Lowley here, who is the chair of the undergraduate and graduate analytics programs over at University of Bridgeport, also an associate professor there. Mike, what got you into analytics?
Well, I was basically my dad. My father was a long time, it wasn't analytics at the time, information systems guy.
And oh, okay.
I just was interested in following in his footsteps. I went to Fairfield U undergrad.
Oh, cool.
And got a job at GE in a training program for IT, and the rest is history.
Wow.
And I've stayed with it. And, you know, you asked me about careers. I mean, I coded, programmed for about 8 years, but most of my career has been in management and analysis, analytics. Mm-hmm. And so it's fueled a long 26-year career. I've been at UB for about 10 years now. But prior to that, I was in industry for a long time doing this stuff. And it was good.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, obviously, you know a thing or two about analytics. Why did UB show interest in bringing this program?
Well, I mean, first of all, you can't – these days, analytics is table stakes. If you think about what we were just saying, you can't – if you don't have comfort with data as either an organization or an individual, you're going to get left behind. And these days, it's not even about, you know, analytics is unique. It's you just better be up with it. So we saw it as a critical component, a cornerstone or foundational piece in what we're trying to do there. I mean, the Trust School of Business is really where this is housed. And we felt that this was a critical piece of knowledge, a critical process for people to understand if they're going to be effective in industry. So we had to have it.
Mm.
That's the way I'd describe it.
We have Mike Lowley here, who is the chair of the undergraduate and graduate analytics programs and associate professor over at the University of Bridgeport. We are talking all analytics because they have an analytics program. I don't know if you knew that at the University of Bridgeport. We were just kind of defining it, why there are so many jobs available, what it could do for students. And so, Mike, I also wanted to just talk about specifically UB analytics students. I did notice they were in the news recently. What's happening with the program? What are we seeing students do with these skills they're getting at the school?
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, you're probably talking about foot traffic stats,
yes.
Right? So what we're doing is there's a lot of analytics program. It's a crowded marketplace out there. And for the reasons I pointed out. And so one of the things that differentiates us is we're making a big push into experiential learning. And what that means is that it's not just out of the book. We want to get the students getting some practical experience. We also have a lot of certificates as well, most notably a partnership or an academic collaboration with SAS. But anyway, talking about foot traffic stats, it's a great example. It's our first entree into this experiential learning. And how that started was a guy by the name of Frank Kuczynski. Frank, if you're listening, thanks. was on our industry advisory board. And he had this startup, Foot Traffic Stats. And basically, it's an Internet of Things company. And, you know, fancy word for saying they have these tools that will scan when folks walk into a high traffic area. Okay,
okay,
it's a
you're
sensor.
Seeing how many people go
yeah,
through.
Yeah, I was wrestling
okay.
with the word. You could probably tell.
No, you're fine.
So they had these sensors, and what they wanted to do was use UB as their use case because
oh, cool.
these sensors will help you manage queuing and volume for things like banks, etc.
Sure.
Anyway, so they wanted to use UB, and so he and his partner Matt Kern. Teamed up with one of our faculty members, a guy by the name of Dr. Ali Baker, who is awesome. And I want to thank him because he stepped up and changed his entire capstone course in analytics to accommodate this.
Wow.
And so, you know, what they did was they worked with the students, and the students managed the placement of these sensors around campus in high traffic areas like the Wheeler Rec Center, the library, the cafeteria, among others. They managed the maintenance of the sensors, so they had to make sure that they were in operational order. And they developed these dashboards, like your car, right? Mm-hmm. Your car's gas gauge and the
sure.
fuel. But in this case, they had key performance indicators where basically they helped the folks managing these different groups understand when the volume was highest, when the volume was lowest, et cetera, in a dashboard form using a product called Power BI, which is very prominent in industry.
Okay.
And so obviously, you know, the students got a lot out of it. Ali tells me all the time, because I'm a big project management guy, Mike, it wasn't just technology. I mean, we did a lot of project management. This is real interdisciplinary stuff that really you don't find elsewhere, you know.
Yeah.
Very practical. But, you know, foot traffic stats told us that, hey, you know what? We got a chance to do a use case that, you know, we wouldn't have seen our product in action, okay, until this. We got their direct input into our curriculum, which we've actually taken action on. And, you know, basically now the foot traffic stats people describe us as their analytics shop, which is great. Because when you think about it, they're a startup.
Right.
And so we expand their reach, right? So that it's really been a win-win. And we're going to work to do a lot more of these types of experiential learning projects going forward. It's really,
Cool.
really a game changer for us, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a startup that's in Stratford, right?
In Stratford, yes.
Wow, so it's like local helping local.
Absolutely,
yep. Oh, that's really neat. So if people are interested in either enrolling their students into this or, like you were saying, you have kind of split student bodies. You've got, you know, the brand new students coming in as undergrads and they want to take on analytics, or you have people who are already established but they want to make a change in their career and they've heard a lot about analytics, or even just hearing this they're like, you know what, this might be something I want to explore. What would you suggest, Mike? Where should they go? Is there like a page on the UB site or anything that people should be looking at? Or what do you suggest is the next step?
Sure. So, well, the easiest thing to do is go on the website, do a search on analytics. What'll happen is they'll see both the master's analytics programs. At the master's level, we have an online program as well as a campus-based program. And we have an undergraduate program. They'll see both there. They can also contact me. I'll share my email. It's mlohle@bridgeport.edu. That's mlohle@bridgeport.edu. And if I can't answer the question, I'll route them to the right people.
That's perfect. And again, if you want to go to the website, it's also bridgeport.edu.
You can
see other news and stuff on there. That's where I found this was bridgeport.edu/news. But you can find a lot of great resources just by going to bridgeport.edu. That's the University of Bridgeport. And Mike Lowley, I thank you so much for being so passionate about analytics and having such a huge role at the University of Bridgeport in this wave of analytics students and going out into the working field and doing this. I thank you so much for being a part of that.
Well, thanks for giving us the opportunity for the visibility. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I look forward to more continued success and keep sharing those stories here on WICC.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.